Fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Today we celebrate the baptisms of Ryan John Burtis and Michael Joseph Finnegan. This act of being baptized is a one-time event for these children, but the ramifications of this day last for a lifetime. God has already blessed these boys long before today. On the day that they were brought into this world, God blessed them with life and with families to love and nurture them. There is nothing magical about baptism. If by magical we mean that by a single swoop of a priest's hands, all will be well for the rest of their lives. We all know how hard bumps in the road are just part of growing up. But there is something mystical that will happen today. If by mystical we mean something beyond our own selves, otherworldly, strength that can be felt if not completely understood. On this day, God seeks to become more fully known, more fully present, more fully involved in each of their lives. On this day, they are initiated into and offered the full compassion, the love and nurture of an entire church family with roots stretching back to the beginning of all creation. Now, compassion is an interesting word because it means more than just feeling and emotion. Compassion requires action, learning how to see a need and how to figure out what to do to help. Now, I was struck by the realization after we scheduled these two baptisms that one child comes from a family long associated with the former St. John's and the other from a family long associated with the former Christ Church. Both have in their spiritual DNA seeds planted from this place. Young Ryan's grandmother, Mert, has long been a tireless worker for our local food bank, Wheat, which we as a parish still ardently support to this day. His relatives from several family trees continue to actively serve within this community. Young Michael Joseph's father, Michael, was brought up in this church, went on to serve, if I am correct, 3 tours in Afghanistan, and now serves in the National Guard. We as a parish continue to honor and support the men and the women of our military with deep respect and appreciation. God's gift of compassion and service for others fills the air this morning. We can hear the same image of compassion in today's scripture readings. In both the first lesson and the gospel, we have people acting on God's behalf, raisings from the dead, miracles witnessed by onlookers who are in need of hope and amazed by what they see is possible. We often hear these lessons as stories of long ago, stories about an ancient people, stories from a time when miracles from God seem to have been a whole lot more plentiful than they are today. We might be tempted to think that these stories don't have much to do with us. We certainly aren't able to raise from the dead. So we hear these stories, yet we don't necessarily see the connection between Scripture, God's Word, and our own lives. But we miss the point if we think that the Bible only contains inspirational stories for days gone by. Jesus promised his followers that they would be able to do as he did. His words of hope are the same for us. Our baptismal covenant, which we will all recite today, is our promise to live as Jesus lived, to be a people of God. So we baptize these two young boys and listen to Scripture, such as we heard today, with anticipation to see what does this have to say to us. And what is so compelling is that all of Scripture tells us that the ability to give life to others, in whatever form that takes, is proof that a life is blessed by God, and that a person who gives life is sent by God. Now, certainly there is little doubt among us that God exists and that God does all kinds of incredible things for our benefit. But look how often God does not act alone. Look at how often God uses God's people to bring the healing hope of love and care to others. Both Elijah and Jesus become known as direct connections between God and God's people. Neither of them works what we consider a miracle for their own profit. Their actions are always intended to make God known. All who witness their miracles give credit to God. They acknowledge that God is working through those two men. The widow of Zarephath says, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth." What a great compliment. The people who witnessed Jesus bring the young man to life said, "A great prophet has risen among us." Another great compliment. And wouldn't you just love to hear people say that about Michael, or about Ryan, or about the rest of us? Wouldn't it be wonderful if others could see us as a connection between them and God? The thing is, they can. We probably will never literally raise people from the dead, but we can be instruments of God's healing presence. And we do so by lifelong learning about God's gift of compassion for those in need. Raising children is never an easy task. Ultimately fulfilling, yes. Easy, uh-uh. We live in a difficult world with many people who grow up hurting. People who are lonely. People who are afraid. People who are brokenhearted. People who are grieving. Can you remember when someone reached out and touched you with a healing hand? Do you wish that someone reach out right now and heal your hurt? Do you know someone else you wish you could reach out and touch and heal? You can. With God's help, you will. And so as we celebrate the two new lives being consecrated into the priesthood of believers, I invite you to ponder the words of a poet by the name of Anne Weems. She said, I see your pain and want to banish it with the wave of a star, but I have no star. I see your tears and want to dry them with the hem of an angel's gown, but I have no angel. I see your heart fall into the ground and want to return it wrapped in clothes woven of rainbows, but I have no rainbows. God is the one who has stars and angels and rainbows. I am the one God sends to sit beside you until the stars come out and the angels dry your tears and your heart is back in place. Learning compassion. Learning how to see a need and how to figure out what to do to help is what our baptisms are all about, what our faith is all about, what our parish life together is all about. Together we support and nourish each other in our resolve to help banish pain, to help dry tears, to sit beside one another until all of our hearts are whole and back in place. Amen.